working out there is definitely solitary. When I first began, I would try to buddy up with people to fish, but it starts to become a situation where you do enjoy your own personal space and enjoy that pursuit of finding things, shellfish per se, on your own, making your own calculations on where to be and you making your own discoveries. I do find like there are really nice oysters in deeper water areas, so I do tend to gravitate towards those areas to get beautiful oysters. If I find a spot, I might actually be sitting in the water and kind of feeling around. You know, sometimes I'm even just using touch to find things with my hand, or even just kind of scooping up like people would do with a rake, but I just happen to be sitting down. I like to get in there. Feel like a kid sometimes, I guess, when I get working. Living by the tide definitely keeps you really in touch with all the rhythms of Mother Nature. Your life has to change day by day according to what's happening with the water levels. If there's a really big tide, you might really want to be dropping what you're doing for a few days. And if the tides aren't that great, well, then you catch back up on other things in your life. I think you watch time pass in a different way because you actually see that time passing with water. I find myself not having a watch on, but knowing what time it is within a few minutes. You know, I'm a lot of things. I'm a mushroom forager. I'm an acrylic painter. So I have done a lot of artwork recently that's been inspired by surfing. I'm a surfer as well. Being a mother, the shellfishing is helpful because it just separates me from this life of providing for people all the time. You know, I also work in hospitality, so a lot of my life is spent seeing and helping other people get what they need. And it's just nice to be out there and not speak to anyone and not have anyone need anything from me for just a few hours. Be myself and just have peace.